Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten in his reappearance, is the last hope for humanity, who brings justice and end oppression. Belief in Mahdaviya and Messianism is central to Shia faith, but it's more than just celebrating his birthday. It's about preparing for his reappearance and acting against injustice. Yes, welcome, dear brothers and sisters, to your program, The Viewpoint from Iran Radio. This is Said Ali, your humble host, and here I talk with two great dear brothers, Brother Ali, salam alaikum, dear brother.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
And dear brother Sayyid Zain, good to have you here.
Nice to have you as well. Thank you.
Awesome to have you here. So I'm going to start with dear brother Ali. If there is one name to be mentioned as the last hope for humanity to save not only religion, but the history of mankind, I dare to say, which filled with blood, corruption, injustice, it would be the last remnant of God, our Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. But what is the importance and the role of belief in Messianism, Mahdaviya, and Shia community? Is the 15th of Sha'ban a simple birth anniversary, or it has more to offer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Well, the concept of intidar, or awaiting for the promised savior, is something, as I can say, is a sort of special or spiritual quality that exists in the minds or in the hearts of those who are waiting for that savior, for that promised one. It's as if we are awaiting a person to come back from a journey or a trip. Mm-hmm. So as long as we strengthen this morale of awaiting for him in our hearts, so it means the quality of this intidar or faraj actually gets much more better. So as much as we are more waiting for the for this promised person that we are talking about, so we are losing the hopelessness. Mm. So, intidar, hope is getting up, or is raising. So the hopelessness actually decreasing.
Interesting.
So it depends that this person or this thing or entity that we are waiting for him, to what extent is important for us? If he or she or the person or the entity here in this topic that we are talking about, the imam of the time, the imam of the age, is too much important for us, so the kind of this, again, the quality is, again, increasing and increasing. And this sense of waiting and intidar is becoming a sort of spiritual and, let's say, a sacred one. Mm-hmm. So, but what this is just, the meaning that we could make it more closer to understanding for those who want to know what we mean by intidar or waiting for a person.
Okay.
And the quality that it makes inside us, the spiritual change that it creates inside us. But what are our duties in this regard? So just waiting for this traveler to come is enough? Should we do anything? A person who is awaiting another person, he does some other activities, some other actions, like he prepares the house, he prepares, the things that he needs to welcome the other person who is actually going to come back from his trip.
He can't simply sit down. Do nothing.
He cannot simply sit down. As I said, as much as this person is important, so the kind of the quality of things that we are doing is actually changing, and they are showing themselves, and they are more different from ordinary persons, ordinary people. Mm-hmm. Once we are waiting, for example, for an old friend that we want to meet him, once we are waiting, for example, for our son or child, or let's say girl or daughter that is coming back from the, once we are waiting for our dad or mom, that they are, once we are waiting for a person who is the reason of creation.
Yeah.
Insan al-Kamil, the perfect human being, the perfect man, we are waiting for this sacred entity. So our waiting should be different. The desires, the, let's say, emotions, sensations inside us would be much more different.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Dear Sayyid, according to Shia teachings, the period of Imam Mahdi's occultation is a sort of test, divine test of faith and perseverance. Speaking for myself, I would say, Ya Allah, it has become a daunting task for us to bear the absence of Imam in this community, in this time, in this modern era. How do believers should prepare themselves spiritually and practically for his eventual reappearance?
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What you mentioned, I think it's very important that it the pain should be there. Mm. Right? It shouldn't just be the case that we get used to him not being here, and it doesn't make a difference whether you know we just live on with our lives. Mm. Because unfortunately, that becomes the case sometimes, that we get so busy with our lives and, you know, going after different things of this world.
Daily routine.
That we just think that, and na'udhu billah, to the extent that, okay, if he comes, there'd be tests for us, there'd be, you know, fighting perhaps, there would be, you know, we would have to, take his side and stand up against oppression and all these things. Yes. Just as there were tests for the believers when the Prophet ﷺ, he came with the different imams, there were tests for the believers. So if somebody gets really, really comfortable with this life and the things of this world, then even though they might be saying, yes, you know, I want the imam to come with their mouth, they might be doing the du'as for it, but their hearts would be not in agreement with that. And we should be very careful that we don't come to that state, mm-hmm. that, you know, we just get so comfortable with things, so used to things, not wanting things to change, that we in our hearts don't really want the imam to come. As in, we don't really want to take on the tests on ourselves. So the first thing then would be to purify ourselves, make ourselves ready in the sense by detaching our hearts from the dunya, mm-hmm. detaching our hearts from the world. If we're in love with the world, then how can we side with the imam, right? Yeah. Because when he comes, there would be tests. We would have to make sacrifices. So somebody, if somebody is such a person that they are able to make sacrifices for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their lives even now are such that they're living for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making those sacrifices, whatever they are. When the imam inshallah comes, then it'd be a lot easier for them to side with the imam. But if that's not the case, if our waiting is in this manner that we're just like saying that, okay, you know, we're not going to do anything. If the imam comes, he comes. We're just waiting in a very passive manner. Mm-hmm. Then that's not the right type of waiting. So we would have to, first and foremost, prepare for the coming of the imam by purifying ourselves.
I guess we had some cases in history, at least in the story of Karbala, I guess, like people prepared themselves.
Right. So the people were waiting, the people of Kufa, yeah. They're waiting for the imam to come. Mm. But when the tests became difficult, they weren't able to, you know, help the imam, and the events of Karbala took place. So yes.
May I add one complimentary point on the explanations of this respected brother? Well, sometimes we think that we are not comfortable and we are trying to prepare ourselves. For example, we adorn the cities and the streets. And we think, for example, in different occasions like the 15th of Sha'ban.
Yeah.
I mean, people come to the streets to welcome each other, to congratulate each other about the birth anniversary of Imam. Or we read supplications, but this is not enough. This comfortableness is not enough. Why? Because we want to be that type of uncomfortableness that we want to move in the same way that he's going to come for. So mm-hmm. What is he going to come for? So in case he is going to come to actually fight injustice, mm-hmm. So even before he comes, we need to be even uncomfortable in that way as well. So in case there is sort of tyranny, there's sort of injustice, there's sort of oppression in mm-hmm. any part of the world, we cannot be, I mean, indifferent and silent. Okay. So, yes, I mean, both are needed to be done. I mean, first, I mean, this is a superficial aspect of it, but the deeper aspect of it is this one, that we need to think what is the mission, what are the goals and objectives that Imam has been appointed for, and he's going to come. Based on the narrations, we read and recite that it says, يَمْلَوُ الْأَرْضُ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلْأَ الظُّلْمًا وَجُورًا. That mm-hmm. is, he's going to fill the whole world with justice. He's going to fill in the whole world with the justice, the same way that it has been filled in with injustice.
Yeah.
So we can think about ourselves. So it's enough. It's good. I mean, to congratulate each other to revive the dhikr and remembrance of Imam Ali Salam. When? In 15th of Sha'ban, in different occasions, in Fridays, white supplications on day of Jum'ah, on the night of Jum'ah. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we need to think of our duty even in a different way. So we need even to prepare or pave the way for his arrival. Yeah. So we cannot leave everything for him to come and complete it later on. For example, we say, okay, I mean, this justice is for Imam to come, but we just need to prepare ourselves for arrival. But definitely it will be like the same way that it happened in Karbala.
Yeah.
They prepared themselves, they wrote letters, they were waiting for Imam to come. Then when they saw that the conditions are different and Ubaydullah is going to suffocate them, they stood silent.
True.
They said, no, 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 it's not the time for us. Who? Ordinary people? No. Even the most knowledgeable people. Mm. The most knowledgeable jurist and faqih of the time. Actually, becomes, I mean, this becomes a little bit, it becomes a little bit, I think, sensitive for us in those cases to decide and make a good decision.
Yeah. Easier said than done. It's like really difficult. Yeah. I guess, yeah, manifestation by decorating the city is important, but change should start within ourselves and our
very true
soul. So I'm going to start and pursue my conversation with dear Sayyid Zain here. Some people believe, Sayyid, that they should celebrate Imam Mahdi's birthday, but when it comes to drawing inspiration from his global movement to rise against injustice, they prefer to focus solely on traditional understanding of his movement, of his mission, and avoid engaging with its societal and political aspect. How do you view this attitude? They would say, we cannot simply get engaged with all these, you know, mm-hmm. sort of understandings, because we have some narrations about who rise before the time of occultation. Mm-hmm. So we just, they want to be cautious, I guess. So how do you see it?
So the idea that, you know, we don't need to get involved in politics and you know, when the imam comes, it's only at that time that we'll get involved with politics. Mm. And, you know, what's happening in the world. And until then, we're just, you know, going to sit in our homes and not worry about the society at all. It seems quite against the spirit of Islam itself. Mm-hmm. That if you look at the Quran, if you look at Islam and the teachings of Islam as a whole, they're always involved with society, right? To the extent that, you know, our scholars, Imam Khomeini, he said that even, you know, the very personal acts of ibadah, mm-hmm. of worship, they're societal acts. They're not, you know, just your personal acts. So Islam is a societal religion. And for someone to say that, you know, we don't at all care about or you know, care about politics or society in that manner, it seems like it's against the spirit of you know, Islam itself, right? That the whole kind of, you know, message that Islam has given to the society, the community, that you know, it has to be implemented in a way that the society has it becomes Islamic. That, and then another argument can be made as such, that there are ahkam in Islam that are you know, that can only be implemented if the society is Islamic, if it moves in that direction.
Yeah.
And if we say that, you know, no, we don't want to implement those ahkam, then you have to find good evidence for that. That, okay, Islam says that, okay, these ahkam are only going to be implemented when the imam is there or when the masoom is there, but they're not going to be implemented when they're not there, which we don't see, such is the case, right? So therefore, there is a need for Islamic government. Therefore, there is a need for the believers to rise up and, you know, bring that in, and you know, justice and that kind of government into society. Right. So this idea that we're not going to have anything to do with politics and society, it doesn't seem like a very Islamic idea.
Oh, Allah, guide us to be among those who prepare for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance, strengthen our faith, purify our actions, and grant us the wisdom to strive for his arrival. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
شفعة أنا لها